Hi, this is Jonathan Paley of the Nervous Eaters, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acre.
Ocho, seis, uno, dos.
Tune in the Radio Art Hour, Saturdays at 3 p.m. on WGXC, a show where art is not just on the radio, but is the radio.
Oh. Radio, radio. Uh-huh. Oh. 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 Radio.
The Radio Art Hour draws from the Wavefarm Broadcast Radio Art Archive, an online resource that aims to identify, coalesce, and celebrate historical and contemporary international radio artworks made by artists around the world. Tune in the Radio Art Hour, Saturdays at 3 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM.
72. WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable. All the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Bob Wills Architecture of Rhinecliffe, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You're listening to Transmission Arts programming on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Installment of Forgotten Geek One Hitters on WGXC 90.7 FM Acre Catskill Hudson. This is Corey McCaslin, and I'll be taking you through the first 2 years worth of less remembered or almost forgotten artist soul foray into the Billboard Top 40. That doesn't mean there won't be some familiar names, however, as we cover 1955 through 1956. A little transparency, my main source is top40weekly.com, which uses the metric I refer of counting any artist who plays in the top 40 once that listing began in 1955, only once as a one-hit wonder, a more fair metric than those who would only count the top 20 like Wikipedia, because damn it, they had that one hit more than so many do, and that shouldn't be taken away from them. As if it needs to be said, but it will, that's why one-hit wonder isn't an insult and never should have been, particularly as legends like Joplin and Hendrix only ever placed one song in the top 40 in their short lives. I'll also be providing some actual history, at least release and chart-wise. Before we get into that, here's some geek speak. Day and date release gate continues to fall out all over Warner Brothers, Bloomberg confirming they've begun negotiating with irate partners and creatives to compensate for a loss of the back end of theatrical grosses, never go for net, starting with Legendary Pictures' Godzilla vs. Kong, the release of which has been pushed up to March 26th. These new deals will be based partly on HBO Max streaming fees and half the threshold for theatrical gross films that they must reach for the deals to kick in. However, it may be too late to save the long, creatively and financially lucrative partnership between Warner's and Christopher Nolan. The Wall Street Journal claims Nolan will take future projects to other studios out of anger and frustration with the hybrid distribution system. March 4th is the date when CBS All Access will morph into Paramount Plus to truly enter the streaming war and cement Plus as a descriptor of choice for streamers. This will include it being available internationally with hubs for Comedy Central, BET, Nickelodeon, and MTV, and holding a library of 30,000 titles. Viacom will hold a virtual presentation at the end of February to reveal more about this and plans for the still separate Showtime and Pluto services. Gwendolyn Christie is going from being caught up in the Game of Thrones to personifying one of the D's of the Endless. Discussing Film reports the West Sussex actress has been cast in an unknown role in the long-awaited adaptation of Neil Gaiman's The Sandman for Netflix, speculated to be either Death or Desire opposite Tom Sturridge as Morpheus, aka Dream. The live feed reports girl/Haji creator and writer of My Halloween Recommendation The Ritual, Joe Barton, is stepping in for Departed over creative differences showrunner Terrence Winter for HBO Max's Matt Reeves' The Batman prequel, Gotham Central. CW has decided to forego a DC superhero crossover this year. Batwoman showrunner Carolyn Dries telling the live feed COVID restrictions put too much of a strain. Watch this space. Rumors have been growing that HBO Max is considering some kind of revival / continuation of Batman the Animated Series. Kevin Smith added fuel to this through his podcast by saying his own reliable source has said that something is in the offing. Maybe they could lure Paul Dini back for Marvel by also promising to finally make his and Tim's rejected Shazam tune or revive Freakazoid. The Fist of Khonsu's first villain has been cast, Heat Vision confirming that Ethan Hawke will betray the main antagonist, likely Bushmaster, to Oscar Isaac as Moon Knight in the Disney Plus series. Hold off on that fighting over who gets a shield there, Mr. Sam Wilson and John Walker. The original Star-Spangled Avenger is back in the house. Deadline revealed Chris Evans has made a deal to return as Captain America in some capacity for up to 2 projects, though like RDJ's, neither will be a solo outing. While nothing official has been announced, set spy photos have confirmed Charlie Cox is in the next Spider-Man, though whether it's as Daredevil or remains to be, oh please, it's Daredevil, fans would storm Marvel Studios if it wasn't. Jumping over to some other quadrants of the Disney galaxy, the original Muppet Show will hit Plus on February 19th. Beginning this week, the platform has also begun airing the shorts showcase Pixar Popcorn, which includes new Toy Story and Soul installments. Willow will have to go its return without John M. Chu, though, the director saying scheduling, lockdowns, and a new baby have led him to make some cuts to his schedule. And in the makes sense when you think about it, it'll be a while into Star Wars Andor before we see Alan Tudyk's K2SO begin his partnership that reached its tragic end in Rogue One. Tudyk's Alan Collider, he will be in the show, but not for the first season. I'm not going to pose and make a dice roll joke to lead into the next item. My non-video game RPG experience extends to just a few sessions of World of Darkness as a teen. Anyway, Variety announced John Wick /Falcon and Winter Soldier writer Derek Kolstad is developing a Dungeons & Dragons TV series. This is separate from Paramount's developing a film adaptation that Chris Pine is rumored to lead. HBO isn't waiting for George R.R. Martin to finish his other series about the World of Ice and Fire either. Variety reporting development has begun on an adaptation of the 3 novella so far, projected for 10 adventures of legendary knight and squire duo Duncan Egg, 90 years before TV audiences entered the Game of Thrones. And now our first set begins with the John Sisters' My Baby Don't Love Me No More.
Somehow boom, 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 dee-a-dee, boom, 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 dee-a-dee, boom, dee-a-dee, boom. Dixie Danny is a two-feet daddy with his boom, 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 dee-a-dee, boom. Way down in New Orleans, he plays the meanest music. Dixie Danny is a two-feet daddy with his boom, 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 dee-a-dee, boom. He rolls him in the aisles whenever he smiles. You ought to know that's where the crowd is staying. They love him so. They stand and cheer while he starts playing. Dixie Danny is a two-beat daddy with his boom, 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 dee-a-dee, boom. They call him Dixie Dan, a Dixieland man. While he starts playing Dixie Danny, two-beat daddy, boom, boom, dee-a-dee, boom. They call him Dixie Dan, a Dixieland man. Boom, 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 dee-a-dee, boom, 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 dee-a-dee, boom, dee-a-dee, boom. Dixie Danny is a two-beat daddy with his boom, 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 dee-a-dee, boom. Way down in New Orleans, with his boom, 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 dee-a-dee, boom. They call him Dixie Dan, Danny the Dixieland Man. Boom, diddle-yada, a boom, boom.
Hey, baby, won't you love me or leave me or let me be lonely? You won't believe me, but I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the nighttime the right time for kissing, but nighttime is my time for just reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. I want your love, but I don't want to borrow. Today and to give back tomorrow. All my love is your love and no love for nobody else.
Set began with the John Sisters, My Baby Don't Love Me No More, which peaked number 6 on February 12, 1955. That was followed by the Lorry Sisters with Dixie Danny, which peaked at number 30 on April 16, 1955, and ended with the legendary Lena Horne's Love Me or Leave Me, which reached 19 on July 9, 1955. Now the next set in today's One Hitters will begin with Marion Marlowe's The Man in the Raincoat.
In the evening, out in the square, a man in a raincoat standing there. We met by the lamp where the newsboy cries. He stole my heart with his laughing eyes. We smiled as we climbed on the old streetcar. I blushed when he asked, "Are you traveling far?" The next time we met, the sun shone all day. We walked and we talked till the evening was gray. Me out dancing, dancing till dawn. No happier couple had ever been born. I felt like a queen and he was my king. He borrowed some money to buy me a ring. But I'm still alone, the cards are all down. He's taken my money and skipped out of town. And now when I pass the place where we met, I'm wondering if I could forgive and forget. Though bitter is my heart and foolishly proud, I still keep on looking when out in a crowd for a man in a raincoat standing there with laughing eyes and dark brown hair.
A funny story, hope you understand. Listen very closely if you possibly can. It's a story of two popcorn kernels in a red hot pan. One turned to the other and said, "Hey man, I'm too pooped to pop, and I ain't lying. I'm too pooped to pop, just laying here frying. Salt and butter's ready and the fire's hot, but seems like I'm just too poop to pop. Too poop to pop and I ain't playing possum. I'm too poop to pop and I do wanna blossom. Don't like the bottom, wanna get up on top, but seems like I'm just too poop to pop." The state, that's where I was born. I really truly came up from a fine era corn. My mama and my papa were a wonderful crop. You should have seen them blow up when they put them in the pot. But I'm just too poop to pop, and I ain't lying. I'm too poop to pop, just laying here frying. Don't like the bottom, wanna get up on top, but seems like I'm just too poop to pop.
Well, it's up your boots and we'll walk on down to a knockout shack on the edge of town. There's an 8-beat combo that just won't quit. Keep a walking till you see a blue light lit all in there. And you'll dig some sights. Done at the house of blue lights. There's fryers, broilers, a Detroit barbecue ribs, but the treat of the trade. It's when they serve you all those fine 8-beats. You want to spend the rest of your brights. Then at the house of blue lights. Knock-out shack on a edge of town. There's an 8-beat combo that just won't quit. Keep a walking till you see a blue light lit all in there. And you dig some sight. Done at the house of blue lights. There's fryers, broilers, a Detroit barbecue ribs, but the treat of the trade is when they serve you all those fine 8-beats. You want to spend the rest of your price. Then at the house of blue lights. Oh, there, man, slow down. Take it easy. You're back in Detroit now. Take it easy there, man. Oh, slow down there, boy.
Now the long night through, well, you can cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you.